Seems like the holiday weekend is behind us, and there are some major court cases across the state of Connecticut taking place this week. In fact, today, Jonathan Nanita, the former boyfriend of Jacqueline Mimi Torres Garcia's mother, is due in court today. As you know, Mimi is the 11-year-old girl whose remains were found in a storage container outside of an abandoned home in New Britain back in October of 2025. Nanita due in Litchfield Court for a pretrial hearing on charges connected to Mimi's death. He already pleaded this year not guilty to various murder and kidnapping charges. Mimi's mother and aunt also charged in connection with her death. But there are also some court cases right here in Fairfield County we're keeping a very close eye on, including two defendants in the Bridgeport absentee ballot scandal. Joining us now is attorney Bill Bloss, who is our legal expert on the show and certainly has been very in touch with these cases in Bridgeport. And Bill, I always appreciate getting your time. How are you?
My pleasure. Anytime.
So let's talk about the probably, I would say, two of the biggest names in these absentee ballot scandal cases, Wanda Jeter-Pataky and Alfredo Castillo. Now, I usually will tell people, full disclosure, attorney Bloss has nothing to do with these cases. He's just giving us legal advice or insight. But in this case, Bill, you actually do have some connection to these cases.
Well, I have connection with the civil case that led to the criminal cases. I'm not involved in the criminal cases at all, but I represented John Gomes in 2023, I'm sorry, with the original challenge to the ballot stuffing scandal that led to a new primary and a new election back in 2023 and early 2024. So I'm quite familiar with the underlying situation, having looked at a couple of thousand hours of surveillance video of the ballot drop boxes. This was pretty close to me.
Yeah. So just for people who, you know, maybe are not familiar, City Council member Alfredo Castillo and former Democratic Town Committee Chair Wanda Jeter-Pataky are scheduled to appear in court later this week on May 28th. Both have been arrested multiple times in connection with both. You mentioned the 2023 primary, but also the 2019, where incumbent Joe Ganim, who they supported, was propelled to victory on the strength of absentee ballot turnout. What, if anything, could come of these court appearances, Bill? And again, I know you're kind of in a tough situation because you have at least been involved in the civil court cases. But as far as criminally, what could honestly happen to these individuals?
Well, I think it's pretty clear at this point that they are looking at jail time. And the way the plea bargaining process works in state court, it's up to the prosecutor to extend a plea bargain offer. The prosecutor controls the charges, but then the judge, presiding judge, controls what the sentence on a plea bargain could be. And so, you know, I'm speculating. I'm not involved in the criminal cases at all. I have no say in them. Nobody's contacted me about them. But it's pretty clear that there have been several defendants who have either been given probationary sentences or even diversion programs. The ones that are remaining, I think it's fair to speculate that the reason that their cases are still pending, one reason is because the prosecutor is looking for jail time and the judge, presiding judge, agrees.
It sounds crazy, Bill, but I still find it really shocking that you have proof on video, which is something we had never really seen before in this case. But the proof is there, and it is surprising me. I understand that, obviously, the justice system, it takes time. There's delay in court cases. Like, I do understand that. But it is surprising to me. I guess my question is sort of overarching the fact that when you have physical evidence like video that clearly shows ballot stuffing going on. I mean, the fact is from a journalistic standpoint, Bill, I still have to say alleged ballot stuffing, which I think is crazy. We have to call it that because there hasn't been.
Well, keep in mind, there was a finding in the civil case that there was ballot stuffing. So there is at least a judge has found that there was improper handling of ballots in to an extent that he described as shocking. So you're right. There's a presumption of innocence. And as far as the law is concerned, nobody who's been arrested is guilty unless and until they're proven guilty. That's 100% right. But this is there has at least been a finding of impropriety.
But even that is just so confusing to me. I find that it's so confusing that, correct, to your point, it was enough proof to reorder a primary and a general election for the mayoral race in Bridgeport. But we still don't have, I guess, a conclusion in this case. Just find that fascinating.
Well, so there can be a few things that are going on, Melissa, and part of it is because the criminal justice system in Connecticut is grossly underfunded. It takes a long time to get cases to trial. There aren't enough judges. There aren't enough clerks. It takes a long time to select juries. So there is inherent delay. There may be a couple of other things here that are maybe a little bit tantalizing, and that is that Jeter Pataki's arrest warrant accused her of engaging in a conspiracy to mishandle ballots and to commit certain other misconduct. But nobody else is charged with conspiracy. Now, one possibility is that the state is looking to try to charge other people with engaging in kind of a scheme and people that haven't been arrested yet. That's a possibility. There's another possibility that this was widely reported, I think about a year and a half ago, that the New Haven Independent broke the story, and it was repeated then by some of the more mainline media sources that Jeter Pataki, who was a justice of the peace, was accused or spotted, I guess I would say, by Paul Bass, the editor of the New Haven Independent, mm-hmm. Arranging marriages in the New Haven City Hall between people that didn't have Social Security numbers and people who did. So there's a question, and I think the Republicans called on William Tong, the Attorney General, to investigate. It's really outside of his jurisdiction. But it would not shock me if the U.S. Attorney's Office was investigating that, and that's a reason for the delay, that
there's something much bigger kind of cooking.
Yeah. Exactly. And it may be that if she's been put on notice that she's a subject of an investigation or a target, that her lawyer, who is a very good lawyer, by the way, John Goulash is an outstanding criminal defense lawyer. He would say to the presiding judge, look, I can't do anything here because I've got this other investigation. Now, again, that's speculation, 100% speculation on my part. But that's just another possible explanation. The third possible explanation is that just they don't like the offer that's been made, and they're going to try to wait it out. Judges are going to rotate again after Labor Day. One judge may look at this case and say this is a terrible conduct, and the other judge may say, well, it's a nonviolent first offense, and they may come out in different places. So there's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of possibilities.
What I think is also interesting, and again, we have Attorney Bill Bloss here, and we're talking about some of the court cases pending this week, including we have both Wanda Jeter Pataki, again, the former Democratic Town Committee vice chair, as well as City Council member Alfredo Castillo. Yeah, I think I misspoke before. Appearing in court on May 28th, both of them arrested multiple times in connection with the 2019 and 2023 primaries. An absentee ballot misuse is what I'll call it. I think one of the biggest questions people have, Bill, is even after this is done, you know, and this is, I guess, more opinionated on your front versus, I guess, like what would happen in a courtroom, is whether or not anybody does jail time. What, if anything, changes with elections in Bridgeport?
Excellent question. I don't know is the short answer. You know, I do election cases all across the state. The only place where there has been kind of a longstanding practice of ballot harvesting and this absentee ballot issues is Bridgeport. You know, the numbers just don't change much. The number of absentee ballots used in Bridgeport is multiples greater than in any other town or city in the state. I would like to think that with greater scrutiny and that with some kind of serious action by the criminal justice system, that maybe there are going to be fewer people that are willing to take a chance to help somebody get arrested but risk going to jail. I would like to think that in a rational world, that people decide to make different choices. I don't know what's going to happen, Melissa. I would have thought after 2019, when a new primary was ordered, and there was all sorts of evidence of misconduct then, that it would have changed. Or actually, a new primary wasn't ordered, but it was referred to the state's attorney's office. But then 4 years, and ultimately arrests were made. But then 4 years later, we were in the same exact place, and arguably a more serious place. When people were willing to engage in absentee ballot stuffing on video, I mean, think about that. That what does that tell you about the culture of elections in Bridgeport? It's very troubling, and I would like to think that leadership of the political parties, and along with the criminal justice system and the civil justice system, would convince people that this is just—it's got to stop. And I don't know whether it's going to. Let's just put it this way: I keep my calendar clear the week after municipal elections in Bridgeport. So it's—I don't know. I don't know. It's a short answer.
Yeah, no, that's fair, Attorney Bill Bloss. I want to thank you so much, and certainly we will track what happens this week in court. And always appreciate you giving us the time on these major cases that we're keeping an eye on.
Anytime.
All right. And of course, there's always the question, too, of, now that they have this ethics commission that they have in place, but they're supposed to be hiring somebody to head that up in Bridgeport. Will that also make a difference? That's kind of, outside of, I think, what Bill Bloss could speak to. That's definitely more of a municipality question, certainly. But we're keeping an eye on that as well, because that is, hopefully going to make some kind of a difference. That's all you can do is hope that it will make a difference. But to Bill's point, I think leadership is key. You do kind of question, where is Governor Lamont, to besides making a general statement here and there, where is sort of the crackdown, from the top down, and saying we just need to do better? This is just completely inexcusable. How do you have 168 municipalities basically get this right all the time, but Bridgeport is just kind of in its own place? It's really bizarre, honestly.